dozens of counter-protesters seethed at the handful of Westboro demonstrators who stood across the street carrying signs with provocative messages. These included such phrases as "God hates Jews" and "America is doomed." Ronnie Barsena explained why the counter-protesters were shouting the motto for the U.S. Marine Corps.
They go to military funerals holding up signs saying, "Thank God for dead soldiers." And God, thank God for IEDs, thank God for September 11th, and things of that nature. And they also just left my alumni high school of Tampa Catholic, and were saying that our priest, our Pope, is a rapist, and he touches little boys.
Disrupting memorial services for fallen soldiers and spouting inflammatory remarks about the Catholic Church are a fraction of what the group does. Shirley Phelps Roper, a spokesperson for Westboro, said the Catholic Church's pedophilia scandal is one reason why they protested in front of USF's Catholic Student Center.
So I'm saying nationally, internationally, it's become a global phenomenon. Priests rape children. Now, who's going to get upset with us for saying plainly, priests rape children? Don't do that. Don't have anything to do with the Catholic pedophile whorehouse.
The group came to Florida to deliver their end times message in Gainesville on Israeli Independence Day, Phelps Roper said. They are also known for saying that Jews killed Jesus, and their negative opinion of President Obama goes well beyond disagreeing with his economic policy.
We are looking at a nation that is sprinting to her imminent, full, complete destruction. And that means there's a short timeline for a lot of other events that are described in the scriptures, and two of them impact the house of Israel. And so we are talking to those people urgently, just like we've been talking to doomed America urgently for 19 years. But now the timeline's shorter. You've got the Antichrist sitting in the most powerful office in the world.
The handful of Westboro protesters were scheduled to picket from 9:15 to 9:45 a.m., but that didn't happen. That was the sound of a car picking up the protesters and driving them off-site a full 15 minutes before they were scheduled to stop. USF student Joy DeVore said she stayed up until the wee hours making signs that promote tolerance. She was happy to see them go.
We were just holding signs and saying peace, you know, and love, and that God loves you, and that... And they're Christians, so they're supposed to know that more, or at least they're supposedly Christians, and they're supposed to know that more than anyone. So I think they might have seen that message and kind of didn't have anything more to say.
The group was outnumbered at least 10 to 1 by members of Catholic, Jewish, LGBT, and other student organizations. Phelps Roper said they left early because they were ahead of schedule and not because they felt overpowered.
Yeah, we've been doing this every single day for 19 years. You say everywhere we go, it's the same thing. Everywhere we go. Look, the Lord Jesus Christ said in these last hours, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah when God destroyed the whole earth with a flood.
The gathering of counter-protesters lasted for at least half an hour after the Westboro activists left. Father Alan Weber, director of the Catholic Student Center, said his and other organizations had originally discouraged any counter-demonstrations.
Any sort of response, even a fairly nonviolent response that we had this morning, ends up being validation. It just validates them in their opinions that, the world is wrong.
He says that while the Christian faith is predicated on the concept of forgiveness, he thinks that the extremist messages Westboro expresses are rooted in deep-seated psychological issues.
You're talking about people with such a serious pathology that it would take some intense work on their part to make any change at all in their lives.
Lara McDermott is president of Pride USF, an LGBT organization. She disagreed with Weber. She said that hate needs to be confronted wherever it shows up.
You have to always stand up to hate in whatever form it takes at whatever opportunity that happens. And even if they're not, even if the Westboro Baptist Church wasn't specifically picketing a LGBT-related anything, you can't, leave your fellow multicultural people alone. When hate strikes, you have to act all the time.
USF Women's Studies major Megan Milanese was scantily clad in an outfit made of American flags. She also wore a long blonde wig. She explained that pop star Lady Gaga inspired her getup.
Well, I know that the Westboro Baptist Church in particular has a campaign that targets Gaga, along with everyone else, of course, but they particularly have signs that say God hates Gaga, and they actually did a parody of Poker Face, where they tell her that she has a whorish face, and so I figured, why not just have a whorish face today?
Organizers said they were surprised at how diverse the turnout was. Rabbi Ed Rosenthal, campus rabbi and Hillel director, said there's no room on campus for intolerance.
Every spiritual tradition has equal validity. The goal is to get to a higher source and to add value to one's life. It doesn't really matter how that's done. You do it in a way which is appropriate.
Westboro Baptist also picketed at last Saturday's Bon Jovi concert as well as Plant High School. The USF visit was their final Tampa stop before they head to Colorado to demonstrate at several Catholic, Jewish, and public schools. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.